Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are, today we're going to be joined by somebody who's never, I've never done anything with him. I've done plenty of stuff with his company. I'm very pleased to have them as a sponsor. But he is joining me for the first time. His name is, he is the marketing director, among other things, at a very venerable company, a company that I have coveted since 1985. And that would be CZ USA. Joining us now is Jason Morton. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm glad to be here, even if it is the first time.
Well, you know, it's the first time, but it doesn't have to be the last time. So, anyway. 2020. Rough year, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. It's definitely a bit different, especially you know, from our perspective on the manufacturing side. It created some challenges, brought us some things we hadn't had to deal with before, and then magnified some problems that we'd seen before as well.
Now, at SHOT Show 2020, you guys had a couple of guns coming out and everything. Did you have any? Yeah, the Dan Wesson DWX, which was a big splash. Everybody was looking forward to that gun. Did you have any ideas about how bad it was going to be, supply and demand, in January?
No. No clue that things would change the way they did and so quickly. And, you know, in the case of the DWX, you know, it was one of the things that we were, the most excited about and looking forward to shipping out. And unfortunately, you know, it was delayed, and there was more than one reason for that. But the coronavirus situation definitely hurt us. In hindsight, you look back and you see all the things, you know, that it has affected, and you could say, well, it would have been a miracle if anything did happen the way it was planned, you know, in 2020. But, you know, for us, it was a matter of, our plant being in New York and New York being impacted differently than other states because of, the density of population in different areas, and then the politics, New York also, impacted how manufacturers and what were considered non-essential industries. We had shutdowns that were mandated. Some of our suppliers, were in New York as well. And even today, there's still gaps in the supply chain with raw materials. Raw materials are just getting harder to find. I saw a news article just last week that talked about two different ammo manufacturers having to do a mid-year, across-the-board price increase just because raw materials prices were going up, and that has to do with, I'm sure that's because, they're just not as available as they were because of the interruptions that we've had.
What has that done as far as your R&D? Because you guys were, CZ's always taking something another step or combining this or doing that or.
Well, we're still working hard on that. you know, fortunately, it hasn't had, you know, a significant impact on the R&D activities that it has on the pure manufacturing. And maybe because we've had this time, you know, of a pause, a forced pause, but it's possible that we're coming out with better products because of that, because we've had more time to spend on the development of it than we normally would. You know, everything's always vetted to a certain extent, but I think in this case, and especially in the case of the DWX, you know, we ended up finding, you know, a few places for improvement that maybe we wouldn't have found before, you know, production was launched. So, you know, hey, maybe it's a silver lining. I guess that's the only way we can look at it, is that, you know, because if you look at everything from a negative perspective, that's not going to do you any good either.
Now, when I look at the DWX, and I'll tell you what fascinates me about the gun, is it looks like Dan Wesson had a date with a CZ Shadow 2.
Well, I mean, I started out, you know, shooting competition with a 1911, and I ended up switching over to the CZ platform. But the ergonomics of the CZ platform, as far as I'm concerned, just knock the socks off of everything else out there. It's always been, you know, the most natural pointing gun I've ever picked up. And, you know, you start with the 75 on that, and then everything since the 75 has used that same basic ergonomics, that same, you know, grip angle. There's been, you know, little tweaks here and there and improvements, but it's all based on the same thing. And I think when you take that grip angle, you take those ergonomics, you know, from the CZ platform, and then you apply it to the 1911. It's such a great it's a great system overall, but it also gives you that wonderful single action trigger that, you know, the custom gunsmiths and top end manufacturers have been, you know, putting in their guns for, well, gosh, since they started customizing the military models.
Right.
It's a winning combination. I mean, you take a look at the USPSA divisions, you know, that use the single action guns, and the 1911s just dominate, and they do it for a reason. So if we're able to upgrade that system, you know, that platform to better ergonomics, it's a win-win. I don't see how you can go wrong there.
Yeah, I've been wondering if the Shadow 2 would evolve into a single action gun, just because when I had one here, it felt like an evolution would. Like if I'd been asleep for 50 years and I woke up and they were like, oh yeah, 1911, here you go, buddy.
I don't know if it's a Shadow 2 evolving or if it's the 1911 evolving, but I think it's a good marriage here. I think it really is. I think we're going to see, you know, big movements in that, especially in that competition category. I mean, the benefits that are created, you know, by this are going to go far beyond the competition arena. In fact, I think that the first one that we'll see shipping out is the compact model, so more of a concealed carry,
yeah,
personal defense, you know, handgun. But I think, like, just there, you know, we're gonna see lots of positive change, you know, come into multiple categories because of this combination.
Well, it's definitely a good combination. I have not yet found a Dan Wesson 1911 I don't like. I'm willing to look, but I haven't found one of those I don't like. As a matter of fact, I'm very hard pressed to find a gun as good as the TCP for the money. The TCP, you know, is a very, very good gun.
It's that custom quality,
yeah,
you know, that we do. We do them, and they really are done in small batches. We don't have models where we just turn out thousands and thousands of them. You know, each one of our models, we have a lot of variety. There's a lot of specific things that people want. We try and put into individual models, and we make quite a few different, you know, variants. But they're done in small batches.
There you go. Hang on for me. Talking to Jason Morton. He is the marketing director at CZ USA. CZ is a brand that thinking people carry. I know, because I carry them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Jason Morton from CZUSA. We were just talking about the way a particular gun had morphed and such. But let's go to the P10.
Sure.
Now, one thing that I point out to anybody out there that when they want to start talking about this or that, Glock killer, all this other nonsense, is that you guys make a full suite of weapons. You make hunting weapons. You make over and under shotguns, side-by-side shotguns, pump-action shotguns, rifles, long-range rifles. You make a full suite of weapons to include handguns, yeah?
Sure.
And yet... And this is my contention, and I'm sticking to it. If you guys had had the P10C out in 1985, there would be nobody talking about Glock today.
Well, that may or may not be the case, but I would say that Glock was definitely the pioneer in that category. They deserve a lot of credit for that, no question about it.
Absolutely, but I mean, there was a lot of things about him, though. Glock was, it also created the little cottage industry of the Gucci Glock.
Sure.
And everything that you get with a Gucci Glock, like texture grip and serrations on the front end and balance and, you know, a little more of a beaver tail coming over your hand and all these other things and a big, big, big trigger guard. All these things mated with the low bore axis with the slide rails inside the frame, which is unique to CZ's design. You guys did that with, right out of the box, it came out with everything anybody would modify on a Glock.
Well, I appreciate that. I think that we, you know, came out with a gun that really didn't leave anything to be desired there. It's, in my opinion, you know, best of category. You know, we have quite a few of those in the lineup, but I think the P10, as far as a, you know, a striker fired, you know, service or duty type handgun, there's not really any need to go out there and you know, spend a bunch of money on modifications. Now, if you want to make it a different color or have your initials and stippling in the grip or whatever, that's fine. But I think function-wise, you know, it's good right out of the box.
I would go so far as to say the P10F is the best striker-fired pistol I've ever fired. Stock, out of the box, has the best trigger, has the best recoil impulse, best recoil management. I know other people think that, too.
I think the trigger, you know, for sure is the best in category, you know, for a striker fired design. And that's one of the reasons that people really, when it first launched, you know, that there's not a lot of reasons to look at yet another, you know, striker fired pistol, because there are a bunch of them out there. But, you know, the trigger is what made people, and especially, you know, the reviewers, the early people that got their hands on them, that's what made them stop and say, you know, this deserves a little more attention, because it, you know, most of the people that reviewed it and that, you know, we're still doing it, are saying this is the best striker fired trigger out there, and I believe that it still is.
Now, as I see some of the other guns that are out there that have gone striker fired, they're making inroads within law enforcement. Is CZ being adopted by anybody?
They are. We're making progress. You know, a lot of them are smaller departments, lots of sheriff's departments, lots of campus police, things like that. It's a tough road to hoe when it comes to law enforcement contracts, because they are super competitive, to the point where, you know, the ones that are you're really wanting to go after, there's not money to be made after it. It's almost you know, a marketing.
A loss
exercise.
Leader, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. And there's a reason for that. I mean, those those contracts, you know, they go through, you know, significant testing. You know, in any of the guns that are adopted by, you know, these major police departments, you know, are going to be good guns. And that's what we really expect. I mean, we're not going to put a gun out there that's, you know, not going to be reliable, that's not going to be durable, that's not going to be safe. But where we're able to differentiate ourselves, you know, all of them are going to be that way. But it's kind of like driving a car. Is it going to get you to work, or are you going to be able to enjoy doing it? You're going to enjoy being seen with it. You know, you have that great trigger. You have those CZ ergonomics. You know, those ergonomics we were talking about a few minutes ago, in the 75, they translate, you know, just as well to the striker-fired platform. And when you pick the gun up, you know, you point it, and the sights are exactly where you expect them to be, just based on your natural point of aim. And that's one of the biggest things about the CZ ergonomics, that just, you know, you really have to just put one in your hands, bring it up, and see, you know, compare it to the other guns on the shelf. You know, are they doing that? And, you know, I don't think they're going to do it as well. You're not going to be right on like you are with the CZ.
Now, the other thing he did was, especially in your polymer guns, the P07 series, 09, the P10s, you made all of those magazines interchangeable. And they work with it. So that way, if I get a P10 and I go to a store and they've got magazines for P07, I can get those and know they're going to work.
Well, yeah, the you got to follow the timeline, right? So they're backwards compatible. So the P10 magazines are going to work in your P09 and P07. Now, if you take one of the earlier generations of the P07 magazines, you know, they're missing a notch for the mag release on the P10. So while technically they'd function, they'd probably drop out on you.
Right. But, I mean, you guys have looked at that, and you've had enough forward-looking things. And we've just been talking about handguns. We got so much other stuff to cover in the rest of this hour that something to behold. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. For those of you who have never tried a CZ pistol, you don't know what you have missed, and you don't know what you're missing. I know you think that there's this kind of gun and that kind of gun out there. CZ is a very quiet brand that is so competent that it leads you to almost being arrogant when you pull this into your hand and start pulling the trigger, running the gun. It is truly, especially the P10. The P10 series is that changed my mind on every striker-fired gun to a degree that I'll explain what I did shortly when we get back. Talking to Jason Morton from CZ USA. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is reaching a major milestone in the COVID-19 vaccination effort. The White House announcing 50% of American adults are now fully vaccinated against coronavirus. That translates to nearly 130 million people. President Biden set a goal to get 160 million adults fully vaccinated by July 4th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is ripping the removal of the remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The president's decision to retreat from Afghanistan is not clear-eyed or strategic. It's dangerous, wishful thinking.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor also warning that the Taliban is poised to restart control over the war-torn nation. The White House also announcing that President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next month in Switzerland. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House remains optimistic about striking a bipartisan deal on a massive infrastructure update. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a lot of movement in the Senate. Democrats and Republicans remain divided over how much to pay for the plan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel today working to solidify the ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists. Blinken, taking questions in Jerusalem, was asked about the United States rejoining the JCPOA.
What we committed to do from day one of this administration. We said all along that if there was an opportunity, we would seek to return to mutual compliance with the JCPOA. But we also said that from day one, we would be keeping our closest allies and closest partners fully and contemporaneously informed of what we were doing.
President Trump withdrawing the United States from the JCPOA back in May of 2018. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking to Jason Morton. He is the marketing director, among other things, at CZ USA. When I made the switch from Glock to something else, the only thing I could find at the time was a couple of SIGs. But then I found a place where they had CZs piled up on the table. And I went in there and traded and bought and walked out of there with four of them. I had all three P10s and one P07. And I did that because that gun does, I can hit what I am looking at with that gun. But let's segue and let's go to something a little bit longer. Right now, it's becoming trendy to have a pistol caliber carbine, and CZ makes one called the Scorpion that's just about the best one I've ever played with. And it also is beginning to be accepted because now you're getting a lot of third-party support for it, aren't you?
We are. We're getting a lot. There are people out there making everything from triggers to forends to grips to, oh gosh, what anything you can imagine that, you know, is a part of that gun. People are making aftermarket parts for it, charging handles. It's just everything, and it's a great platform, and you know, the Scorpion was kind of the perfect storm. You know, you had a great platform right at the same time that the arm braces were becoming a thing, and it just took off, and rightfully so. It's created a whole new category, really, when you take a look at the guns that have followed it. There are lots of those pistol caliber carbines now, you know, non-ARs. That are out there trying to get a piece of that market the Scorpion created.
Well, I know Franklin Armory likes the Scorpion a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah, they make an awesome trigger for it.
Yeah, and the Scorpion, the full size Scorpion carbine is it's almost like shooting something that's just like an air rifle. It's absolutely no recoil whatsoever, but it's very, very accurate. Although. You also have them in a bullpup configuration. Same gun, just a modification.
We offer a conversion kit. We don't sell the bullpup as a gun, but we do have the conversion kit. And of course, you can buy those, you know, direct from our web store. You don't have to go through an FFL on that one because it's just an accessory. But it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a different configuration. I've never really done a whole lot of bullpup shooting before. You know, we developed that, but it's cool. It's different, and it's, you know, it's something to get into that short, you know, compact platform. You still have the capabilities of a carbine.
But then, when you say carbine, then there's the Bren, which I currently have a Bren here. I have a Bren MS2.
Uh huh.
And I haven't shot it yet.
Yeah,
Bren 2 MS, okay.
All right.
And I haven't. Now I'm curious about that one because I went down to when I bought an optic for a Staccato this past weekend, and I bought at the counter. They had all three configurations of the Bren 2 MS with the various lengths of barrel. And CZ does not ship them with any sort of a brace, buttstock, any of that other stuff. Is that to make them to where you can just do it the way you want to, or is it just that controllable as it is, or was there just a call for a little, very small, compact package like that?
It's to let people do whatever they want with it. You know, there's the brace options that we have, at least for now. You know, you can go the NFA route if you want to put a stock on it. You know, go, you know, change it into an SBR, or you can just, you know, shoot it as a pistol. You know, I have a hard time taking advantage of the long range potential, you know, that the 5.56 or 223 has, you know, without a stock or a brace on it. So, but possibly, you know, if you're punching paper, you know, from a bench using a bipod, you know, the pistol by itself, you know, you'd be able to control fairly easily. But make it in, I think we offer it in three barrel lengths right now, so.
7-11 and something else, maybe?
16. Yeah, I know we do a 16 on the carbine.
Now, the thing about this, though, the thing about this particular brand I'm talking about, we haven't even talked about the big brand. We'll talk about that next. But the little brand, it comes with QD points all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you got to run your, if you want to thread your strap onto it, your sling, it has that as well.
Right.
It is such a well executed little weapon for what it is. The one I have is currently riding around in the Antifa welcome wagon bag. I went out and found me a QD sling on it and everything, and I was going to stick it out there. Not going to do anything to it other than although I haven't shot it yet, but I am going to be shooting it. But it has been making some trips, and Jason and I are talking about that one as we speak. But that's all beside the point. Before we get deep into the Bren, they call the Bren the CZ Scar. Have you heard that?
No, I mean, I've heard the comparisons to the Scar. I guess I haven't heard it put quite that way before, but, you know, there are definitely similarities. There are, you know, when you take a look at the bolts, you know, they from a distance they look the same. There are also a lot of differences. You know, they were definitely developed kind of in parallel. I would say the Scar definitely came out, you know, beat us to the punch as far as release, but when you take a look at the how long it takes to develop, you know, platforms like this, you know, they were definitely in development at the same time frame.
Yeah. Except the CZ is a CZ.
Sure. Sure. And the 805, you know, was the first one, and then we went to, you know, we made some improvements, and we had the Bren 2, you know, come out after that, and then the MS variant, you know, of it. And the M stands for modular, of course. In our Bren and Scorpion lines, when you see the S, that stands for semi-auto.
Right. Well, I do now. I know that now. So MS, I got it now. Now I know. You just help me out when I do the video, because I'm always getting corrected by people. Just save me on that one.
You and me both are always getting corrected.
Yeah. Now, one thing I never touched on with Zach that I do want to touch on with you is that as I'm getting older, some of the shotguns that you guys make are beginning to look very attractive to me. So when we get back, I want to talk about some of your shotguns, because we've never broached that subject before here.
Yeah, you don't have to be old to enjoy a shotgun, Bill.
Well, I know that, but, you know, it's the way it's evolving with me. You know, I'm coming from the Brens, and now I'm like, oh, those shotguns look so nice. You hang on for me. Hang on for all me. Right. CZUSA.com. This is where you can find what they are, what they are, where they are. They also are Dan Wesson. So it just depending on which way you want to go, nothing but quality is waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salute line, the Reformation line, Providence, you name it, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Jason Morton. He is at CZ USA. CZ makes quite the line of fine shotguns, do they not?
They do. They do. We do over-unders, side-by-sides, pumps, semi-autos. We have, gas guns as well as inertia guns in that category. So just about everything. We even make a cowboy gun, exposed hammers, side-by-side. So it's pretty complete.
Now, with shotguns, do you actually, is that the only kind of shotguns you make? You don't make any sort of semi-autos or... Or riot shotguns.
Right now, we're not making what I would consider a tactical shotgun. We may or may not have some things in the works, but we have some shotguns that are definitely targeted towards that home defense category. But I wouldn't consider any of what we have to be a tactical or riot shotgun right now.
For the now you go on a lot of hunts. There's been a lot of times I've tried to call Jason,
and I do have to stay in the office the vast majority of the time. But I try to get out and go hunting as much as I can. It's something I'm passionate about, truly enjoy.
Now is this now when you go hunting? Are you testing? Do you guys take things out to test in the hunt? Or
Once in a while, but most of the time, by the time that we take it out, in the field for a hunt, by the time a season lines up and the opportunity comes along, we've already done the testing, on the range, whether that's an inside test facility or whether that's, out on the prairie, a long range, rifle type situation. But, so really what we're doing when we get out on the hunt is I'm trying to, bring the story, the CZ story, to other people to show the capabilities of the guns, let people know what we're doing, and also, share the lifestyle, share the passion for the outdoors.
Do you let them hunt with the, do you bring a bunch of weapons for them to hunt with?
A lot of the time I do. This past year, it's been a lot easier to bring a lot more guns because I haven't been getting on airplanes. I've been driving. So, when I go on a hunt, and I think I've done about four of them, in this past season. But I'm getting in the truck and I'm driving, 15 hours. It seems like every time I go someplace, it's a 15-hour trip. But
right.
But it's easy because I'm in the truck and I can have a truck full of guns. When you're flying on an airplane, they don't let you take a truck full of guns with you.
Right. So one thing that I have noticed and one thing I pointed out whenever I compared CZ handguns is that you do make a whole suite of weapons, and yet, seemingly to me, it does not look very often like you put a weapon out there where it was put out there prematurely to where it starts having a problem here or there. With the P10C, for example, I know a lot of people said the mag release was too stiff. But that's because it was a true ambidextrous mag release. And instead of sitting back there and going, well, that's because it's a true ambidextrous mag release, you just replaced it.
Yeah. That's what people wanted. When people know what they want, why would you try and talk them out of it? I mean, if people are saying they want less stiff or, lower effort mag release, hey, I understand that. Personally, I liked the fact that it was ambidextrous, even though I'm not. I'm very right-handed. I can see the event where I may need to shoot left-handed, and I liked having a true ambidextrous mag release. But I think that what we learned is, for the vast majority of people, they're going to shoot it one way or the other, 99.99% of the time. If you're right-handed, you're going to shoot it right-handed. If you're left-handed, you do the swap, convert it, and shoot it left-handed. But people normally aren't going to go back and forth and don't have to worry about that mag release being truly ambidextrous.
Right.
And so that's what they wanted. That's what we gave them.
But it was completely uncontroversial.
No, it wasn't an issue for us.
I don't remember anybody getting out there saying, well, look at what they did here. The gun community can be quite vicious in the.
I think in our case, it wasn't like it was broken. It was just that we heard, people had a preference, and it wasn't like it was a minority. I think we saw that, most of the people, preferred that lower effort, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory manner. I'm just saying it required less strength,
right?
To do it with the reversible one than it did with the truly ambidextrous one, and that's the preference, and that's okay.
And somehow you guys knew about that before. I imagine there were some people out there saying, hey, Jason, this is sort of stiff, and you guys are probably taking notes and everything, but it never got to the point to where there was like this huge clamoring going on. Just one day, you guys just, I guess you just started making them and installing the swappable Magalese.
Yeah, I think it, you know, and I'm going by memory here, so I may be off, but I think it was about a year into production by the time we, you know, had gotten that feedback to the point where we decided, yeah, you know what, we're going to change it. But it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like anything was broken. It definitely wasn't something where we had to go back and fix the other ones because they still work. In fact, the one that I carry still has the truly ambidextrous one on it.
But, you think will we see the P10M here in the United States? Is that the one that we don't currently have?
Yeah, I think we'll see it. I may know a little bit more about that than I can let on, but I think we'll see it.
Well, I mean, is now what makes the P10? What is the difference between the P10 and M and the rest of the P10s?
Well, the M just gets smaller.
Yeah,
it takes it down into that what you know we call you know in quotes micro category. It's been fairly well defined here in the last few years, but it's that size that you know subcompact is going to be a little bit bigger, a little bit thicker. And that micro category, you know, just steps it down, you know, one step below that subcompact category.
So in the coming weeks and months and everything, I guess I'll just call you and you come on and we talk the lore of CZ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's I you know. I like it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and we haven't even touched on. On rifles yet, other than Bren 2, we got a vast array of bolt action guns too. So
they got a 22 bolt action gun that is the Uber 22 bolt action gun. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes,
Look forward to the next time.
You got it, Jason Morton, CZ USA, out of the box, the best guns I think out there today. Whether it's a long gun, shotgun. Handgun. Check them out. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mark Allred from MechTech because I made a discovery about MechTech the other day. Now we're going to share it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.